the argument you're making with the city and the church, the other three comps, you don't have as there's not an issue so much there, or do you just think they're not comparable?
Well, there is certain issues, at least with the, 2500 West 76 County Boulevard. That one is located in an opportunity zone. So, again, there's been no adjustment made to taxes. I think that's the Andy Williams Theater. I think that's the only one there. That's the highest value comp that's out there. But the other thing, I do have a kind of an issue there with many of the adjustments that were made, because in most of these cases, the properties these theaters are selling for $500K to $1 million, and they're adjusted all the way up to $2 million in his analysis. And, you know, again, there's an issue there with the land adjustment as well, because there's been no land adjustment, it appears, for the subject. And it's just basically selling the theaters.
I'll just be right down so you can ask after it's done.
Look at one economic unit. If you look at it as one economic unit, it doesn't make a lot of sense. The other thing I would point out with the sales comp approach is guys that are tax exempt, they're converting them to non-theater use, because the theater, the live theater down there is still not, live theater is not what it was.
Well, Brian, I know you've been doing this quite a bit, and so obviously when we get into these sometimes, one of the questions that we have asked is, would they sell it for this appraised value that you've got down of $2,325,000 and plus $525,000, so you'd probably be at $2,850,000 for the whole thing. I mean,
here's my honest answer. I don't know, but I do know what the state says on it, and I kind of hear where you're going with this.
Yeah.
So I'm happy to kind of talk to you on it, which is, if you think $2.8 million is a pie in the sky number and it's just completely unrealistic, okay, I understand that you're entitled to that opinion. What I can tell you, you've heard from Ms. Chapman, you've had an opportunity to ask questions here. He's, Keith is, I don't want to toot his own horn, but he's been doing hotel appraisal for an awful long time. He's pretty well respected in that arena. And I think the state's going to side with him anyway. So where does that put you guys? Is, you've got an issue here, which is, I'm going to probably take it to the state here if we don't get some movement on this property itself. So what I think you guys should be thinking of is because I'm sure another appraisal, it's going to come out lower. It may not come out at 2.8. Yeah, I think it's going to come out fairly low, though, on it, because even if you use the trailing 3 years of financials, 2020 is still in it, 2021 is in it, and honestly, 2022, I don't think the live theater market is still back to where it was five years ago. No, based on what I've seen and based on my stuff. So where I think you guys should be thinking is, where can we get this value to that's fair for both parties, some place in the middle where they go, look, it's something that we can all kind of agree on, is maybe the value is not 2.8 million, but it very well might be someplace in the middle between 2.8 and 6.3. I certainly do not think for 1 minute that this entire property with both parcels combined would sell for 8.2 million. I just don't think there's anything that backs that up. And I'd be very curious if Mr. Trimble had done an appraisal on the other one, what the appraisal on the other one says. Because I bet you collectively, it doesn't add up to 8.2 million. But I don't know that for sure. But I certainly think, if we're talking here today, what I would do, if I were in the county's position, what I would do is I would say, I see where they're at. It's going to be hard for us to argue against that appraisal at the state level. I know that's not your job. But if we split the baby here and go someplace in the middle, both sides kind of happy, or both sides kind of unhappy, which is exactly what you want in terms of a negotiated solution. But the other thing, too, is it gives our side pause to say, why would I want to go through the effort and time and expense of appealing to the state when the Board of Equalization is trying to treat me fairly, and they're giving me some relief on this based on based on the full appraisal on the property. So that's kind of where I'm looking at it. Going, what number can you get to that puts us to bed?
I understand your logic and your argument here. Let me make sure with the assessor. Do you have something else you wanted to add?
The assessor believes that my values are correct. I put them in at just below what our paid professional appraisal was. We were close to that in our CAMA appraisal.
Okay, but just to be clear, it's my understanding that the values on these have been lowered. I mean, we had the 1.76190 and the 7,306,280. That's the ones they received, right? That's what's on this sheet.
The number he read off, I think he's reading it from Beacon or whatever. That's what it's at.
But is Mr. Trimble's appraisal supposed to be for both of these parcels? Or just
no, Mr. Trimble's appraisal is each separate one.
Okay, and what were those numbers on that?
Hang on a second. I'll have to open it up again.
On 000.
Hang on. Okay, for 000, his appraisal was... I know my computer's a little bit slow. $6,370,000.
$6,370,000. Okay.
Right. And then he broke it down into the.
And then 003.
Okay.
Which is basically $100,000 more than last year. Last time this was assessed.
His total for the one that ends in 003 is $1,720,000.
So actually a little bit. Okay. Discussion?
It's a complicated piece of property. Is the theater, there's definitely lesser value there just because it's kind of like a white elephant. I mean,
well, and he accounted for that in here. Well,
Kelly did.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess what I'm hearing is his comps were not for profit type.
Two of them were.
Yeah.
Three of them.
One of them, because one of them I have actually put them back on. It's not exempt.
Music City is not exempt.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
That, you know,
but you've got Andy Williams.
I don't have the same sales records of it, but there's. I mean, if you Google it, Music City Theater, it says it was bought by church, and they're going to do some Jesus shows part of the time, but mostly do services there. I don't know how it would be tax exempt there.
Yeah, I didn't see how it was tax exempt either. I took it off.
Yeah.
They are on tax rolls at the moment, and unless they come to the BOE.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And you know the other thing is it's a hotel. This hotel all by itself be one thing, but it's a hotel connected to a theater. So.
And a water park.
Is it connected or is it a standalone?
What's that?
Is it connected or is it a standalone?
They can parcel it out.
I think physically.
That's what I'm asking. If you can travel without going outside from one to the other.
Is the hotel itself have access to the theater directly? Do you know?
I think that they're all connected, but I'm not positive.
I think they are too. You don't think so?
You can look at the overhead.
Here's your hotel right here.
This is the theater. Not.
They're not connected.
Okay, they're not.
So that could be sold separately.
Gotcha.
This is the highest assessed value it's been since going back to the early years or whatever.
Do you have a comment about it? You guys have already appealed last year's, and that's pending. Is that my understanding? Right. Or the last time, the last assessment?
For 22, they're still pending.
So
if I look at the P-Val here, yeah, they, in 2007,
yeah,
they started at
$10
million.
There's still one pending now.
And they've kind of worked their way downwards. But I guess in 2010, they were at $9 million. In 2012, they went down to $6.8 million. But then they went back up from 2015 on. They were in the $7 to $7.5 million.
And today, with the total assessed value, it's what?
On right now, our appraised value for 2023 to 25 is going to be $6,545,366. I mean, that's, and we came down.
But that's not one.
We came down from the $7,306,000 that we had on for 22.
What have you been seeing as far as theater sales?
There's not been a lot of theater sales.
Yeah.
And we did give a functional obsolescence to the theaters. I think, I want to say it was around 30% to 40%.
But that's not included in this value?
That's included in this one when I did it, yeah.
So last year the total on all this was what?
The total on the 6.003 in 2022 was $7,306,280.
That's 000, not 003.
Yeah, 600.
Theater and the hotel?
Theater, hotel, and restaurant.
Say that again.
Theater?
No, all of it. What was the total?
It was, last year, it was $7,306,280.
Okay, I thought we had two different parcels here that were.
And the other parcel, because it's also, well, you didn't have your computer, do you?
Okay. She's got it right there.
Yeah. I thought it was a little over 9 million if you included them both, right?
No, I don't think so. It says $6,271,700.
That was several years ago, Greg, that it was at nine. That was several years ago.
That was many, many years ago.
I'm just trying to figure out, is it going up or going down?
It's going down.
It's going up. The assessment went up.
No.
Assessment
My
went sense, down.
It's been going down the whole time. Let me just bring that
no,
up.
No, it's been up since.
I can't totally see those small numbers there. So
this is the one, the parcel numbers up here, so I think it's 6.000.
We're looking at past years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so my values are showing.
So this is the theater parcel, right? Yeah. So it really went up.
No, this is the small piece.
Yeah, this is the small one, and I can show you the picture of what the main thing is that you're looking at. So we'll go back.
It was 891 in 2018. It's 1.716 from 19 to 22, 20.
So it really hasn't changed since 18.
No.
Okay.
So back. And then you can look in the appraisal part and see all the things that we have listed. So there's an office, a clubhouse, a double-wide mobile home, a pool, asphalt concrete.
That's the smaller piece.
That's
right.
The smaller piece.
Okay.
But
that smaller piece doesn't have any rooms on it, though, right?
No.
So it's basically an accessory to the main parcel, which is why I keep scratching my head going, why did Trumbull not do it as one combined economic unit, which is the way it probably should have been done. But if you're going to say that the you're going to say that the one is 6.5 million or and change or whatever, and then say that this little dinky accessory part is 1.7 million, that doesn't sound right to me at all.
The reason we have to do it that way is when you come to the BOE, you have to go by parcel.
Yeah.